True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Brian Wilson is dead today.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
I did.
I think he deserves a Seggy, don't you?
Absolutely. Brian Wilson is greatness.
Absolutely. Well, he was.
Yes.
He's no longer
no,
with us.
No, he is not.
So,
but maybe in like Star Wars, like his ghost is like hanging around somewhere and,
yeah,
you know, I don't know what happens when you're uber talented and you die, but.
Yeah, Brian Wilson died at 82. And of course, Brian Wilson.
Of Beach Boys.
The Beach Boys.
And can we be honest? The Beach Boys. I know the Beach Boys were about harmonies, but. There is no Beach Boys without Brian Wilson. That man was the engine that drove that thing.
He was great. You know, anytime
musical genius.
Anytime Bob Dylan says that he admires your genius,
yes. You
know you did something right.
Yes.
Particularly when it comes to songwriting. He had over 30 top 40 hits. And, you know, the Beach Boys aren't for everyone, I would imagine.
Yeah.
But my God, do they have some jams.
Yes.
I was Beach Boying hard the other day out on the back patio there.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I know. I know how the patio goes. And let me tell you, a summertime patio Beach Boys session.
Yes.
Nothing wrong with that.
And you just start singing real loud.
Yeah.
That's what you do.
Well,
Beach Boys is windows down music.
Pet sounds. Do you know, like, when Brian Wilson had some issues.
I'm going to read you the mental health section of his Wikipedia page, it is wild.
It's a lot.
It is wild.
Yeah. But Brian Wilson was going through some stuff. And he wanted to make the album Pet Sounds by the Beach Boys. And a bunch of the Beach Boys, including, who was it? It was like Stan Love and who was the other guy? Trying to remember what the other guy's name was. Were really against it. Like he took some flack because it wasn't a Beach Boys album and he met
Mike Love.
Yeah, Mike Love,
Stan Love.
Mike Love and
Dennis Wilson
that really went at
Carl Wilson,
Brian Wilson, and were unhappy with him, and it was like a battle. And he had these things in his head, and it's a really interesting story. I read this big article in Rolling Stone about it, and he fought tooth and nail to make that album with no one believing in him. And when it was done, it's considered one of the greatest albums ever written, and the quintessential work of the Beach Boys. That Wouldn't It Be Nice, Sloop John B, God Only Knows. That was a labor of love. I mean, he was a tortured musical genius.
So let me read this to you, okay?
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of stuff out there. Like, I think a lot of people are like, oh yeah, he was, you know, crazy, or he had dementia, which he did towards the end.
Yeah.
But I don't know how many people really know what went on with his mental health. And here is what it says. Are you ready?
Yes.
Are you strapped into your seat?
Let's go. Well, I'm not strapped in, but I am sitting and I've got like I've got a wide base. You know,
okay,
I'm good. Like if there's a strong wind right now, I'm not blowing over.
Okay. Wilson was diagnosed with schizoaffective disorder and mild bipolar disorder. Since 1965, he regularly experienced auditory hallucinations in the form of disembodied voices. He referred to the voices as heroes and villains that contributed to a life of scare.
Yeah.
His family and associates face challenges in discerning genuine mental health issues from potential manipulative behavior on his part. Subsequent to his Houston flight incident from December of 1964, his wife, Marilyn, arranged his first psychiatric visit, where it was ruled that Wilson's condition was due to work-related fatigue. He typically refused counseling, and his family believed his idiosyncrasies stemmed from drug habits and were innate to his personality. She countered accusations of neglect on her part, emphasizing her repeated efforts to get him help. According to Wilson, he was introduced to recreational drugs by an acquaintance during a Beach Boys tour. That's usually how it happens.
Yeah.
Acquaintances.
Yeah.
And on tour. His hallucinations emerged early in 1965, about a week after him first using psychedelics. Lauren Schwartz, his supplier, said that Wilson's first dosage was 125 micrograms of pure Owlsley and resulted in full-on ego death. Mike Love observed signs of irregular behavior in Wilson by July, recalling an incident where he deliberately crashed his car, an act Love deemed out of character. His drug use was initially concealed from his bandmates and family, including Love, who had thought Wilson to be strictly opposed to drugs.
So, by the way, 125 grams of hallucinogenic?
Micrograms. I don't know the difference, but...
I don't... I mean...
Seems like a lot.
Look, if that is kind of what... I guess what we traditionally take if you experience any, like if you dabble in mushrooms or whatever, that is an F-ton. Like, I
there can't... are 1,000 micrograms in 1 milligram. So this, that would be like, you said 125 micrograms?
Micrograms, yes.
So that'd be like 1% of a milligram, right? Or 10% of a milligram?
I don't know.
10% of a milligram.
Right, well, that...
Is it a lot or a little?
It's a fraction of a milligram.
Okay.
So not a lot. Okay. Wilson in 1990 attributed LSD to his developing a Jesus Christ complex in the mid-1960s. Following the advice of four freshman manager Bill Wagner, Wilson consulted with a UCLA psychiatrist on the adverse effects of LSD. The psychiatrist later told Wagner, "I don't know if he's savable. He gives me the impression he's been on it for quite a while and he's entirely enamored of it." By 1966, Wilson acknowledged using pills for introspection rather than leisure and viewed psychedelic usage as benign. His 2016 memoir states that he abstained from consuming LSD for a second time until he was 23, around 1966 or 67. His then-wife suspected he had numerous LSD experiences in the ensuing years, although she only knew of two such incidents at the time. She claimed in 2004 that Wilson had taken LSD only 3 times in his life. As his condition worsened, he grew susceptible to paranoid delusions, believing that his auditory hallucinations were Satan, coming in the form of other people that were competing with him and his ideas, and they wanted to kill him. Yeah. By 1968, following the birth of their first child, Marilyn's concerns about Wilson's mental health intensified. He was hospitalized later that year and prescribed Thorazine for severe anxiety disorder. He may have self-admitted and possibly received treatments ranging from talking therapies to doses of lithium and electroconvulsive therapy during his stay.
So you got the old shock treatment.
He was given the since-retracted diagnosis of paranoid schizophrenia in addition to manic depressive psychosis when he was a patient at Bratz Memorial Hospital in 1978. He initially refuted such a diagnosis, suggesting Wilson's main issue was being scarred. In 1984, doctors again misdiagnosed him with schizophrenia, also finding evidence of brain damage caused by drug use. So we're still unclear of what the hell's going on with his brain.
He just battled. It was a lifelong battle. Between mental health problems, drug abuse, he was a tortured genius. That's what I said. He was a tortured genius.
In the late 80s, he developed facial tics, symptomatic of excessive psychotropic medications. The therapist, Peter Room, stated that Wilson would have deteriorated into a drooling, palsied mental patient and potentially died of heart failure had he continued his drug regimen. In a 2002 interview, Wilson stated, "I don't regret... the Landy program. I loved the guy. He saved me." After Wilson sought medical care elsewhere, he was declared to have organic personality disorder.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look. The guy for 50 years just battled. He battled mental health problems and drug addiction and experimented. So when you're battling depression and schizophrenia and a lot of other stuff and you're mixing LSD and God knows what else. Yeah, you know, it's a
God only knows what else.
Yeah, it's a rough combination. Uh-huh. Nice. I like what you did there. But I mean they claim that like his like musical compositions and stuff are some of the most complex ever written. I mean, they put him on par with like Beethoven type stuff. I mean, he truly was a musical genius. He just was tortured.
And finally, Jace,
and
he
California said, Girls came out of an LSD trip. I know that.
Well, a lot of it sounds like it did.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
He said he should have spent the early 2000s in a mental institution under heavy sedation due to the stresses of his conditions. However, things started to get a little easier for him, but he's not always in a positive, happy place.
Yeah.
In 2002, he lamented that his successful treatment had inhibited his creativity and songwriting.
When you hear that from a lot of people, like a lot of musicians are like that, that say that without it, they can't write. And a lot of them like end up dying because of it. Who is the... Like, I remember the lead singer of Sublime. He said he quit heroin and he couldn't write another tune and sat there. And so he went back on heroin because he's like, well, I can't write without it.
James Taylor went the other way. Yeah. He said the album that he's most proud of in his life is the first one he wrote when he was clean. He said when he used to be on heroin, yep, it felt like the notes and lyrics fell from the sky, hit him on the head and landed on the page. And yep, he just lost it.
Hey, how was the James Taylor show?
Wonderful.
Yeah.
It was really nice. I'd never been out to that venue before. It was also great. It was
Where
a perfect
did he
night.
Play?
It was out in Ridgefield at Cascades Amphitheater.
Oh, you'd never been out there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's a nice little venue.
Yeah, good little venue.
Played all the hits.
Yeah. Well, I would assume so.
You know what you're getting.
I don't think
James Taylor shows up and is like, hey, guys, no Fire and Rain tonight. Sorry.
Here's one
Actually,
by...
I don't know if he did do Fire and Rain. No, he did do Fire and Rain.
He did.
Of course
Come
he did.
Come on.
Here's one by Motley Crue. You may know this as Girls, yeah. Girls, Girls.
Yeah.
The really cool thing is one of his twin sons now is touring with him. Looks a ton like him, this tall, lanky frame, and he obviously, because of the genetics, has the same vocal register. And so in the... encore, he and his dad just did a duet. His kid's 22.
That's really cool.
It was really cool.
Can I offer a criticism of the Ridgefield Amphitheater?
Feel free.
Sure.
Is this safe?
No
idea. Is
this
a safe space?
Couldn't tell you. Blame, I don't know. If Dusty comes in here, it's all you.
You're right. I'll have to wear this.
But feel free. The parking?
No, everybody complains about the parking.
Yeah, the parking's a little rough.
Yeah, getting out of there is hard. Yeah. Depends on where you park.
Sure.
But, No, the drinks at that place.
What about them?
They're horrible.
Oh, like
and they need
the cocktails? Or?
They need to step it up.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I can tell you, like, whenever I go to a concert, I'm a beer guy, so.
Yeah.
We got mason jar cocktails, which were ridiculously expensive.
Yes.
But they were actually pretty good.
Were they good?
Yeah.
Yeah,
we had a vodka strawberry lemonade. It was kind of a warm night.
We got that, too, and I thought that was absolute garbage.
It was. I thought it was solid, and so was their margarita.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know about you, but
solid
when I go to like music venues, I don't trust. I don't trust that you got 15,000 people there. I'm not trusting that you're doing a great job of mixing a cocktail.
Yeah, so, this was coming out of a tap. Like this was like already pre-mixed. One big thing.
Now there's really only one bar in there. I think there's a bar in the middle on the outside.
There is, but
you can't.
It's the only place you can go, so it's kind of busy.
And you can't take drinks out of there.
Mm.
But and they also have basically just volunteers pouring.
Yeah.
I mean, like, yeah. So it's not, I don't know. I don't know why you can't have a better drink experience at a nice show.
You should be able to. You know? I don't know what kind of like hoops they have to jump through, but we figured out pretty quickly the best way to go was just the still volunteers pouring, but like the wine bar.
Yeah, if you ever
wine, exactly.
If you end up like in a club level or a little like kind of, I don't know, sometimes your credit card will get you into a little VIP area. Sometimes you can find like decent bars, but if you're at a mass show like that, I think you got to stick to the basics.
Yeah. If I ever go back there, I'm just having a beer.
There you go. You got to stick to some silver bullets or, you know, whatever you got, you know.
Or my flask.
Yeah, just bring some hard grain alcohol in. Just, you know, sneak that into the binoculars and call it good.
All right. There's your opening segment. Rest in peace, Brian Wilson.
Yes.
True greatness. True American greatness. 82 years old. We need to get peace now. Headlines coming up next. Will Kevin Durant be traded soon? And who's fired up about the Blazers' new assistant coaches?
Right.
On The Fan.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.